Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I looked at Noelle and I wondered why Sheena Easton and this song reminds me of Maywood, Illinois. Still living with my mother. Well, not still living. I moved back because I had came off the road and I had to take a job downtown. And for a period of time, I got on one of those, not an L train, but you know, one of the other road trains. And this song was popping then. And I just couldn't stand it. I had to get up early. Yep. I had to walk over there to this thing because I didn't have a car. I was waiting on a car. I was really making a transition from one life to another and then going down and working at the Mercantile Exchange. But this song was going on then. So I don't know. Thank you. Is that why? Why did you put this? What were you thinking, Noel?
Yeah, what motivated
as we get
this?
Ready to bring on the.
What's your motivation?
It sounded like a good morning song. I ran into the song a couple weeks ago and I was like, I'm going to play it on the air.
Okay.
And I wasn't expecting to get that reaction from Greg, definitely made me smile. I was tickled.
You know how
you had Greg's head pop up?
Yeah, these songs. And my mother, too, you know, making me start the coffee. Because I was leaving before her, and she was still teaching.
She said,
you start that pot before you leave.
Ooh,
and I
made
did.
Sure, right?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's, it's. Oh, man. It just, anyway, it's a long story. Miles Garrett, Fox 5 in New Orleans. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Morning.
We are doing fine. And
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we got to thank Miles again because he's an hour earlier.
Yeah, he is.
You know, so it's 8:23 here, 7:23. He got up early just to talk to us and no telling. How was your New Year's Eve in New Orleans?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was good. It was good. We had our pregame Chase for the Championship special yesterday, so we got done with that around 8 o'clock and got some dinner, and yeah, we had a fun little night.
Okay. Sounds like it. Sounds like you're there. First of all, what's the scene like? We, you know, a lot of people, you know, knew what happened down there last year. I would imagine security was like it's been beefed up.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we were here last year, and, you know, we were there last night, of course, and it was probably one of the hardest streets in the world to access last night. I'll say that. The National Guard was here. There was cop cars just about every street corner. Like I said, they're not tanks or anything, but National Guard vehicles at just about every single corner. So probably one of the safer places you could have been last night.
In the French Quarter. But you're saying getting on New Bourbon Street and around the French Quarter was just cumbersome at best?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was locked down. It was... If anything was going to happen, they were probably going to handle it pretty easily.
You got to wonder how the businesses felt about that, you know, because obviously they're looking forward to weekends like this and Mardi Gras, those two weeks and all that.
Now,
and then if because of what's happened in the past, things are a little different and slowed down. Yeah, got to wonder about that. All right, man. Listen, we got a game tonight that we have talked about and speculated on. I'm going to throw this out to you, Miles. One of the things that I had heard from people who follow Ole Miss a lot more than I do. Talked about this quarterback and talked about this guy is actually, as far as the quarterbacks that are still, and that includes the Heisman Trophy winner, that he's the best quarterback playing. How do you feel about that?
It's interesting. I mean, I do like a lot of what Trinidad Chambliss has been able to do this season, especially against, you know, Georgia earlier this year. He only threw one touchdown pass, but earlier this year, Georgia really did struggle against quarterbacks who could move, you know, around the pocket and, of course, scramble, of course. They did a pretty good job containing Haynes King. That was one of my things when they played Georgia Tech that I thought maybe that would cause some issue there. But they seemingly handled him pretty well. But going back to that game, I mean, he led Ole Miss in rushing at that point. You know, 9 carries, 42 yards, and had a pretty good game passing as well. He is a beast. I mean, I don't think there's any way to put it. He's very, very good. The Dogs are going to have to definitely contain him from the defensive front. You know, he's coming off another 200, almost 300-yard performance against Tulane. Obviously, we saw what Ole Miss did to them, putting up 41 points. Look, their offense is going to score points. You know, Lane Kiffin or no Lane Kiffin, they're still coming, and they're still going to score some points. I do think the almost bigger storyline will be Kawan Lacy. I think he's coming in with some steam right now, more in the rushing attack. But as far as Trinidad is concerned, they're going to have to – honestly, I think contain him a little more than they did back at Sanford Stadium. I mean, he kind of ran all over him a little bit there. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. He is in Nawlins. I don't know if he's having any beignets with his coffee from Cafe Du Monde this morning. But anyway, it is Miles Garrett.
Look at you.
And he is social. You can find him at Miles Garrett TV, at Miles Garrett TV. Everybody's talking about this layoff that Georgia's had. Almost a month since they played a game. What kind of vibe are you getting? I know Coach Smart has had to address that a number of times when people ask him about it. What do you feel from this team? They've had some workouts and, you know, trying to simulate some things, but now you get back and you got an actual game here tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to end up being the curse of the top four seeds, because obviously we saw what happened last year with all – four of them losing, and then, of course, last night, Miami beats Ohio State. So it's going to be a really interesting storyline to follow today if that potentially continues. But, no, I mean, we spoke to the players about this, and, you know, they said that last year they didn't necessarily take the practices as seriously, which is kind of surprising, to be honest with you, hearing that from a Kirby Smart coach team. It seems like they always kind of, you know, treat practices like a Super Bowl, you know, all the mantras that they love to share and whatnot, but, you know, maybe that could be just an excuse for losing the game last year. I don't know. But, you know, when you ask these guys the same question, they do kind of credit that. And also, you know, there were a lot of circumstances surrounding last year's game too, with the attack, obviously the game getting delayed, Kirby Smart's father passing away. There was a lot of outside factors that, you know, you could call it distractions, I think fairly so, that may have affected this team last year. So, all that considered, they say that they're rested. They say that they've been prepared. They say that these practices have been simulated to the best of their abilities. So that's how they're treating it right now.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I really want Georgia to win this game, and not for the obvious reasons. I really want them to win because the other quarterfinal matchups, there's no story there. And I don't care who ascends to the Peach Bowl, because that's where they're going to have it. Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, Indiana. Indiana's the story there, but the rivalry, if Oregon makes it or Texas Tech, there's no real story there other than the fact that they're both in whoever it is, ends up there, Alabama, whatever. But Carson Beck going back up against Georgia, if Georgia gets there, taking on Miami, that's a story. And that's what I'm looking forward to. So, again, I don't know how much that's been talked about since their win yesterday.
None of it should be talked about. They got to get through what they're doing.
I know,
tonight.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that's why I want Georgia to win, though. Yeah. But did you get a chance to see any of that game, and what did you think of Miami?
I honestly didn't see a whole lot of it. I saw kind of bits and pieces of it, but I was very impressed with Miami. They kind of looked a lot, at least in the little bit that I saw, like the team that I kind of thought they were earlier this year, just a very physical football team. I talked to a lot of guys who watched them, and, you know, earlier this year, they did remind me a lot of a Kirby Smart coach football team, just in the way they play defense. You know, they're methodical, the way they go down the field and score. They kind of looked that, again, like I said, I haven't watched the whole game, so I can't necessarily speak to all of it, but they sort of looked the part last night in the little game, the footage that I did see. So, you know, they obviously hit some speed bumps midway through and a little bit later on into the season and kind of slowed down their momentum. But based on what I saw last night, they looked a lot like the team that was undefeated to start the year and was, frankly, a threat to be one of the number one teams in the country at that point. And they kind of looked that way last night.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. You didn't see much of that game last night. And your speculation on this, because we talked about this earlier too. I mentioned Trinidad Chambliss and what kind of player he is. But the loss of Lane Kiffin, if felt at all in this game, will be the adjustments that this guy makes to the point where he is so known for doing things like that. I mean, Nick Saban's even talking about it. My point is this quarterback and is this offense, once it reaches, you know, a point where it's a bit of a hiccup or Georgia does something to them where they don't have that guy on the sidelines, I think that could play as much of a part of this as anything. And I don't know how you feel about that, but that was one thing that Lane, when he left, took away from them. In-game adjustments.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. And obviously, you know, you look at who Ole Miss's offensive coordinator is, Charlie Weiss Jr. You know, I think this is going to be an interesting storyline with basically, you know, there's a lot of movement right now, so it's kind of tough to really say, I guess, necessarily. But it's going to be, I think, one of the biggest interesting storylines about this Ole Miss team is the fact that you have all of these basically coaching, all of these coaches who might be moving over to LSU at this point, you know, they were being asked a lot of questions about that during their media availabilities. You know, you've got, I think, six coaches on this staff that are currently on Ole Miss, but are kind of by night over at LSU. So I think that's kind of interesting to see with how they're going to have to deal with these adjustments in game, you know, with all these distractions on the side. You know, you've got guys who aren't necessarily with you for the time being. So, I do think that, I mean, I would call it a distraction based on how they've been, you know, treating this whole situation with Lane Kiffin and the movement and the portal and have the coaches having to deal all this while coaching two different teams. It's hard to kind of say, like, yeah, I mean, they're going to deal with these adjustments really well, you know, in in-game situations when those types of things could happen.
Yeah. I don't know how much time you spend when you go to events like this talking with members of national media, for media from other parts of the country, because when you have an event like this, people come from all over. It's not just the regionals, not just like it would be on a Saturday when Georgia plays Ole Miss. And just your thoughts on what's happening, because you talked about these coaches moving around. Tomorrow, the transfer portal opens. The transfer portal opens tomorrow. These coaches, while getting focused for this game, have had to be on the phone or having somebody in their organization be on the phone with these players or representatives of players. I mean, any talk about that at all down there? Are you hearing anything what people are saying about what a crazy time for these, especially the coaches for this game coming up, considering what happens in just a few hours?
I will say this. It hasn't been a big conversation storyline or whatnot, because mostly just because It's more or less just kind of how the way the game is now, right? I mean, obviously that's a big part of what it is, and you know, with the game obviously being the big backdrop of that. But it's tough. I mean, I'm not jealous of these current coaches and having to deal with the transfer portal and all this different movement. I mean, it's almost worse than NFL free agency, in my opinion, with just the quick turnaround of how everyone does things. You know, there's nothing locking kids down. You know, in the NFL, you at least have contracts, and college, it seems like, okay, 1 year I'm out, boom, you know, then move on to the next school, 4 years, you know, you don't have to sit out. It's a very stressful thing, it seems like, that these guys have to constantly deal with while also maintaining this NIL stuff with the current guys on the roster and, you know, having to deal with the adjustments there. Obviously, a lot of these teams have general managers that kind of deal with all this and kind of hopefully keep the coaches involved with just what they need to be doing, and that being coaching. So to answer your question, I don't really hear a lot of the national media members discuss it amongst one another, but it definitely still is a talking point, no doubt.
Now listen, Miles, we're going to let you get back. Enjoy your day. We won't be mad at you if you bring us a T-shirt back.
Yeah.
We really won't.
What are they serving for the continental breakfast there at the hotel? What's on the menu, man?
It's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. We got the omelet station. We got the bacon. We got the grits. Anything you could ask for down here.
All right, yeah. Now. There we go now. That's what we're talking about.
Missing his days. All right, buddy. Listen, enjoy your time while you're there. Travel back safely, and we will talk to you soon, Miles.
Be safe, man.
Sounds good. Sounds good, fellas. Happy New Year.
There you go. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.